Spiritual Gifts, Part 2. So we have spent a second week breaking up into small groups and discussing spiritual gifts. If you missed this morning, then this recording is for you just to work through at your own pace and maybe try and answer some of these questions for yourself. So feel free to pause the recording as needed. But also if you missed last week's recording or went there on Sunday, it might be worth listening to that first because, they kind of go together. So last week we spent a lot of time really trying to discern what our gifts are. And it was so encouraging actually doing this on Sunday. We just went around and we got to listen as people shared what they thought their gifts were, and then we got to affirm them and speak about what we saw in them and pray. It was just really really wonderful to be reminded just how unique God has made each one of us, and just the diversity of gifts that's amongst us was really wonderful to see. So if you're not sure what your gifts are, you might want to spend some time thinking about that first before listening to this recording, because today's focus was looking at, well, how do we work together with all these different gifts? How do we work together? What does it look like to join together and join in God's mission? Because as a church, our desire is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and kingdom perspective. Be, speak, do. And so today, the first kind of question that we spent some time actually brainstorming was around speaking good news. So, how might your gifts contribute to how we might speak about Jesus to others? Like, if we're working together as kind of one body, which is often how Paul speaks about our gifts and speaks about the church as the body of Christ in a particular place, how do we use our diverse gifts together to talk about Jesus, to proclaim the good news, to join what God is already doing in people's lives outside our church community? How do we join what God is doing? When we think about spiritual gifts, or when we think about the church, it's really easy just to imagine our Sunday gatherings. But God is so much bigger than our Sunday gatherings. And the church is not just our Sunday gatherings. We are the church. We are the church in our neighborhoods and in our workplaces. And so when we think about what does it look like to use our gifts, I don't want you just to be thinking about what we do on Sundays, although that might be important. I also want you to think about how do you use your gifts, or how do you use your gifts with others in our community and throughout the week. So we spent some time brainstorming how we can use our gifts with other people's gifts, so together we are speaking the good news of Jesus in this time and place. You might want to pause now and spend some time thinking about that for yourself. And along similar lines, we then thought about this when it comes to justice, because we don't want to just speak. We want to be a people who do. We want to be a people who love. We want to be a people who do justice, because that is who God is and that is what God calls us to do. God has blessed all of us with gifts that are meant to enrich our understanding and participation in God's kingdom. So again, how might your gifts be used to help in our justice work? What part can you play? And you can think this about this locally, nationally, and globally. We spent some time brainstorming how our gifts might be used for the sake of others, particularly the most vulnerable in our community. Then we spent some time discussing like gifts, I guess, in a more general sense. And so one of the questions we asked was, how would you like to be trained and supported to grow your gifts? I think this is really knowledge that I really would love to hear, because I feel like part of my role as a pastor is to be training and supporting and equipping people to grow in their gifts. And so I want to do that. And I want to know what would be most helpful, or what would it look like for you to have the opportunity to grow in your gifts, to have people come alongside and kind of help you fan into flame the gifts that God has given you. So we spent some time discussing that, and we also spent some time discussing whether people felt like they had the opportunity to exercise their gifts in our church community. And lastly, we talked about, are there particular gifts that are absent in our church? And we talked about why that might be. And we spent some time praying that God would continue to fill us with His Spirit, give us what is needed. And the last section we spent some time chatting about was character. It's not all about spiritual gifts. In fact, in the end, what is more important is not what we do, but who we are. Our character is foundational. We want God's Spirit to be transforming our characters. And so we read Galatians 5, 16 to 26, kind of a very well-known passage that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. There's this list of what type of characteristics a person should have if they are filled with the Spirit. And this is what we want to be pursuing. And this is what we want to be asking God's Spirit to be really transforming our characters. Because at the end of the day, if we have gifts but don't have a Christ-like character, as Paul says, we're nothing but a clanging cymbal. So what one aspect of your character do you sense that God is longing to change or form in you at this time? And do you have somebody that you can go to who will give you honest feedback when it comes to your character? Do you have someone that you're kind of accountable to, or that can challenge you on this stuff? Let us be a people that is open to the Spirit of God. God bless you this week.